pretty much as wild as you can get because of the frenzy here in Winnipeg. I really don't know what to expect here tonight. I know our players are really excited and we're really looking forward to it, but it's really exciting. It's exciting around here, and you can tell from the media alone on an exhibition game. I mean, it's just something that you're not really used to, you know, at this, you know, this level, but even just the newness of the new franchise and everything, it's really exciting. It's good for everybody.
Mark Stewart said that he's going to take his moment of awe tonight, you know, kind of look around, and then, after, on October 9th, he doesn't want to get caught up in that. Is that a good idea?
Well, I think that's a veteran speaking, and you can tell with those words what his thoughts are because, you know, like if you compare now, it's a good thought process. Get it in now, absorb it now. It's going to be pretty exciting on the 9th, there's no question. The thing that happens with the 9th, and we spoke about this a little bit to our group this morning, is that come the 9th, the one team, Montreal, will have played. And so that's the day ahead. They're going to have a game ahead of us on the Sunday. The frenzy here, we don't want to get caught up in. And I think that's really good on his part. I tried to explain to the players for tonight, it's just you need to let your mind go free here a little bit today. There's been a lot of stuff team-wise, team play-wise, and again this morning with special teams a little bit that you get wrapped up in this thing. You need to come to the game and just enjoy the game and just have some fun and play together and play hard.
You have a local in the starting lineup, and if so, you know, like that would be quite an experience for
sure.
Have you thought about that?
You know, I haven't really thought about a local, but that is something that we as coaches think about. And sometimes you deal with locals or you deal with your veterans in starting lineups in moments like this. And so we'll look at these things and see what fits.
What are you looking for tonight?
Yeah, you know, it's fairly simple. I think you have to put things in perspective here and kind of get a control of things. You can't expect that our team is going to give us everything that we want. We're 4 days into training camp. We want to be able to see who can make decisions. There's been a lot of information. I tried not to overload the players and their information. Who can think, who can make plays? You know, who can play responsible? How's your decision process going to be? These are the evaluations. Realistically, this is a first game for us, for all of us. Who can play in this type of pressure, you know, whether you think it's pressure or fans? It's really the beginning of an evaluation process. You saw a little bit of it in the first couple of days, but this will give us a way better grasp. This will get me a way better grasp of being behind the bench, feeling the pulse of the bench, which I really enjoy. And then the pulse of the players and how the communication is working with one another. And also on the ice, the reaction, the adversity in the game, that's all really good stuff. That's all the information that you can't get from watching tape. And that's really what I need to focus in on. And then some of the adjustments, who's able to make the adjustments and who's able to be more responsible and stuff like that. And how does the game go? Is it close? Is it not close? You know?
Are you solely looking at that, or do you have some of your system in place tonight that you're looking to see who can do what you want?
Well, I'll see the systems a little bit. That's just a natural progression for a coach. You know, you'll see those things, and then you'll try to tweak a little bit here and there, not get too carried away. But that's the other part of the intelligent factor, who can adapt to this stuff. We haven't got too crazy into the team play, but there's enough there to show and to see that, you know, there is some structure here. Let's not get carried away, you know. The enthusiasm bubbles over, and now you've got out-of-control play. I want to see – we want to win the game. We want to – play with some structure, yet be creative a bit. We've given some room for that. So there's a lot of things. I'll be aware of a lot of different things. By the end of the night, it should be close to burnout.
Do you try to get Zach Bogosian out there as often as you can against Aaron, his brother?
It won't be a matchup I'm particularly looking for, but I'll let Charlie Huddy work with that, and I'll make sure that I pass that on to him so they can have a hug on the ice.
Is it Claude Noel's system that you took from somewhere, or is it some of what they did in Atlanta last year? Is it all new for the players?
No, I took nothing from Atlanta.
So whatever you installed is completely new to the players.
Yeah, but having said that, it's not a reinvention of the game. It's not like it's a completely different system. For example, if I was teaching a 1-3-1, I'd have to really bear down in the first day of training camp with 59 players and buckle down and just break it up and really have to teach it. I don't want this to be too much newness for our group here. There's a lot going on. Less is more. And I have my way of playing, and I have my details of playing, and that's what's important to me. And as a player, I don't think that in our first season this is the time to start getting into reinventing some things. And I have a comfort level with what I do, and I got enough to do with making the players better, trying to find their A game, recognizing who they are, and knowing their character, that I don't need to start rejudging things. The easier transition for me with the players, if there's some semblance of the same systems, I think that's better for them. So it's all fairly simple.
Mm-hmm. How does this personnel fit with the way you like to play?
Pretty good. They're pretty good, and I sense that. I didn't sense that I had to tweak a whole lot of system changes. There's some different elements in this team that we're going to have to, as time goes on, we're going to have to see what we can take and can't take, you know, because there's some things I like. There's some things I'm not completely comfortable with. I like this to play a little differently there, so it'll be interesting to see how all that goes. But no, this group is good. I thought they were really good today. We went over a lot of stuff. We went over all our special teams on the board. I mean, it could have really confused you just walking in the morning looking at that board and thinking, whoa, what do we got up here? Because there was a lot of stuff on there. But we walked through it and explained it, and they were good. They grasped it. They got it on the drills. They executed good. Their focus was good. I was real happy with today.
Coach, what is the organization and you have to see from Mark Scheifele in the next 2 weeks for him to realistically earn a spot on the team?
I just think you want to see some progression and improvement. That's really all you're looking for, you know. How quickly can he grasp? How much can he absorb? How is his reaction to the higher level of play coming from Penticton, the rookie camp, to the main camp? The longer you stay, the better the players are. Is your game going downhill? Well, can't recover after two games, three games. Just those type of detail things, you know. Do you see enough? How's the body mature-wise? How does it handle the weight? Those are decisions that you have to make that are more than just on-ice play. You can look and say, whoa, flash, flare, goals, four goals in three games. You can't get caught up in that stuff. You have to look at the bigger picture. I won't be doing that alone. There'll be a staff here looking at those things. So it'll be – he just needs to play and just play well and just try to continue to learn. It's a great process, you know. I think he's enjoying it so far, and he's probably a little bit nervous here tonight.
How many games do you plan on playing?
It'll be dependent on his play and stuff. You know, it's been a little bit of a long camp for him. He's had a long – I wouldn't say he's had a long summer, but, you know, you've got the junior camp that he went to, the draft and excitement and everybody telling you how great you are and first rounder and your friends. And there's a frenzy in his own world, you know. Pretty tough. Then you come here, you go to Penticton, a lot of attention. It's like, whoa, geez. And then here, you know, wears you down. So sometimes you play two, three games and you're just spent. Like, he hasn't had much time off, so I'm concerned a little bit there. So sometimes you got to balance those things out. I'm not sure how much he'll play. We'll just take one game at a time and see where he goes.
A lot around this game and everything you guys got to do and stuff, but you yourself are back in the NHL. Got a little bit of joy?
Oh, a lot of joy in my world, yeah. A lot of joy in my world, yeah. You know,
excited for the game, though, yourself?
I'm really excited for the game, yeah. I'm excited to coach the players, you know. It's the same old in the fact that it's good. You get behind the bench and you get to know your players, you know. It's a different league. I don't get too much caught up in the different league. I mean, I'm very appreciative of being here and getting the chance after all these years, getting an opportunity to start from the beginning. I think that's really exciting for me. The most exciting part for me here in Winnipeg is the fact that I'm with a good organization with good people. And there are other good organizations with good people that I've been with. But I know the people here. There's a comfort level there. I know what our vision is, and I know the support that I have. And that's very comforting as a coach. You know, I know that, you know, our goal is not to win the Stanley Cup this year, although it's up there. And when you talk to fans, it's up there. But, you know, we want to progress. We want to get in the playoffs if we can. But things are in place, and we got to grow. My job is to get the best I can out of them, and let's be on the upswing if we can. Sometimes you take a step back or two to move forward. But I get it all. And I'm not wrapped up too much in the NHL part of it. I'm wrapped into the coaching the team part of it. And I'm very appreciative that I'm here.
You don't really think fan expectations are to win the Stanley Cup?
It's funny, you know, it's funny, but people are excited and stuff like that. I've talked to some fans just in hello, you know, congratulations and this and that, and people are like, well, playoffs is just a given, and it's like, oh, and like I've almost had to ask the question, do you want the cup in the first year or the second? I mean, it's a tough task. You know, I was talking to my mother last night, this morning, you know, and I said, like, we're trying to have success, you know, and success for us is based on the playoffs. Well, there's only a little bit over half the teams make the playoffs. That's a tough task for a lot of teams, but that's what we want. You know, 14 teams don't make it. That's out of 30, so that's tough. It's not like you're in an eight-team league. You know, there's 30 teams. There's only 16 that make it, so
it's all good stuff.
I don't remember saying that.